Democratic and Republican
leaders. We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering.
Good morning. I'm Doug Tribou. Every Wednesday morning, I'm joined by Michigan Radio's senior news analyst, Jack Lessenberry, to talk about the latest in state news and politics. Jack, was that you lighting fireworks off in my neighborhood last night?
No, I was on Mackinac Island. I have an alibi.
The Trump administration created a commission to look into allegations of voter fraud. The administration has asked states for detailed voter information. Michigan's Secretary of State Ruth Johnson says she'll comply with some of the requests, but will not send Michiganders personal information. What do you make of Johnson's response?
Well, it's sort of cautious and measured and reasonable. This commission seems utterly politically motivated and seems like they'd die of its own weight. More than half the states say they won't cooperate at all, including deep red Republican states like Mississippi, who basically told the Trump administration to take a hike. The Secretary of State Ruth Johnson is not going to provide them with things to ask for, like Social Security numbers and exact dates of birth. She'll just give them what's their basic public record. And, of course, investigations have shown that voter fraud, which is what this commission is supposed to deal with, voter fraud is essentially non-existent in Michigan.
A push to make Michigan's legislature part-time is getting a rewrite. The petition drive led by Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly just launched about a month ago with the hopes of getting a question on the statewide ballot. Why is it being sent back to the drawing board?
Well, it was clumsily written, and they're afraid with some reason it will face legal challenges. The background of this is a vehicle for Kelly's underdog campaign for governor. Bill Schuette is considered, the attorney general is considered the favorite for the Republican nomination. But polls show that while virtually everybody who understands how Lansing works thinks this is a terrible idea, a part-time legislature without changing term limits, voters seem to like it since the legislature is unpopular. And we should note, however, that even if this gets on the ballot, even if it passes, that's no guarantee that Kelly's gubernatorial campaign will go anywhere. Back in the 70s, we had a guy named Dick Headley who got a tax-cutting proposal passed, but it didn't do him any good when he ran for governor.
Governor Rick Snyder has vetoed legislation that would have required Michigan to create and sell an anti-abortion fundraising license plate. The plate would have included the message "Choose Life" and raised money for a fund whose board is controlled by Right to Life of Michigan. Why did Snyder decide to veto something supported by many of his Republican colleagues?
Well, he said this was very divisive and is not what the state should be about in terms of license plates. I think that you could make a case that, you know, this is sort of unconstitutional in a way. The state is not supposed to collect money for various interest groups, whether they be left-wing or right-wing, and open up a whole can of worms. So we already have license plates plugging universities and other sort of vanity license plates. So I think the governor probably made a very prudent decision here.
Jack, some people might praise a community that figures out a way to hold really short city council meetings, but Lincoln Park took it to the extreme on Monday in a meeting that was shorter, much shorter than our conversation has been this morning. The council said the Pledge of Allegiance and pretty much called it a night. What happened?
Well, that's because they're not as scintillating and interesting as you and I are. They didn't have a quorum. I'm not quite sure. Maybe it would violate the Open Meetings Act if they canvassed everybody and found out they weren't going to show up. But apparently, legally, they're obligated to have a meeting. There weren't enough people there to transact business. A couple had gone up north and one was ill, so they just recessed. There's been some sentiment that most communities don't have meetings, council meetings, the week of the 4th of July for obvious reasons, and maybe now this will get Lincoln Park to change its charter.
Well, Jack, I'm glad we had our quorum of two this morning. Thanks a lot.
I don't think we did any more harm than the people in Lincoln Park.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's senior news analyst. He joins me every Wednesday morning at 7:45 during Morning Edition, and you're listening to Michigan Radio.